Hermeticism and the Philosophia Perennis, Christian Rabies, FRC.
The capture of Constantinople in 1453 allowed Greek culture, in particular the works of Plato, who was only known from various extracts, to penetrate Italy. Cosimo de' Medici, the ruler of Florence, was aware of the importance of this event, and so he created the Platonic Academy of Florence and requested that Marsilio Ficino translate Plato. An indefatigable traveler, Ficino would provide the West with its first translation of Plato, as well as translations of Plotinus, Proclus, Iamblichus, Dionysius the Areopagite. Soon afterwards, an important development took place. The Corpus Hermeticum, often mentioned in the Middle Ages, had disappeared, and the Asclepius was the only text still extant. Then in 1460, a monk in the service of the Medicis obtained a manuscript of the Corpus Hermeticum. Cosimo I considered the document to be so important that he asked Marsilio Ficino to interrupt his translation of Plato so as to work on the newly discovered material. Shortly thereafter, in 1471, Ficino published the first translation of the Corpus Hermeticum. This edition garnered such widespread readership that it would be reprinted 16 times until the 16th century. Marsilio Ficino was convinced that the original text of the Corpus Hermeticum had been written in Egyptian. Hermes Trismegistus was also described as an Egyptian priest who had originated and transmitted all of the secret wisdom. Marsilio Ficino, in his Theologia Platonica, published in 1482, devised a family tree of philosophers to whom this knowledge had descended, from Hermes, Zoroaster, Orpheus, Aglaophim, Pythagoras, Plato. This vision gave birth to a new concept, that of the primordial tradition, a primal revelation that was perpetuated from age to age, from initiate to initiate. This concept, previously endorsed by St. Augustine, experienced a renewal due to Ficino. It was formalized in 1540 by Agostino Steuco in his concept of Philosophia Perennis, the eternal philosophy. It is quite understandable that this concept of eternal philosophy would find such a favorable reception in Florence. It was claimed that after the flood, Noah had established 12 cities in Etruria, and a legend even claimed that his body was buried near Rome. From this arose the notion that the Tuscan dialect had its source in Etruscan and was thus older and superior to Latin. Little effort was needed to connect Florence with the very sources of civilization. And even to the author of the Corpus Hermeticum, seeing that Hermes Trismegistus was claimed by some to be a contemporary of Noah. These ideas debated fiercely within the Academy of Florence were particularly cherished by Cosimo de' Medici, who felt they provided proof of the superiority of Florence and Tuscany over the rest of Italy. Although the Corpus Hermeticum mentioned the secret knowledge of the Egyptians, it was rather imprecise concerning its implementation. In Treatise 13 of the Corpus, Hermes Trismegistus taught his son Tot the principles of mystical regeneration, which could be obtained by suppressing the senses, in negating the ill-omened influences of the stars, and allowing the divinity to be born in us. Marsilio Ficino was not only a priest, but a physician, and thus he had a sense of the concrete. He sought the application of these theories in Neoplatonism, primarily in the Picatrix, the works of Abu Mashar, in the writings of his compatriot, Peter of Abano, who had studied Arab magic. Ficino arrived at a natural magic which linked these theories with the Christian concept of the Creator's Word. His natural magic achieved considerable refinement. He made use of the sympathies such as the planetary characters inscribed in all the elements, minerals, plants, as well as perfumes, wines, poetry, and music, to capture the spiritus mundi, the subtle energies of creation. Marsilio Ficino is a prominent figure in the history of Western esotericism, not only for his role as translator and commentator on the ancient texts, but also for such works as the Triplici Vita, which exerted great influence. As Antoine Favre has remarked, thanks to Ficino, esotericism formed itself into a philosophy until being made an integral part of the thought of the Renaissance.